This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. NATO countries have delivered more than 98% of the combat vehicles promised to Ukraine. This, according to the military alliance's chief, AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
The supplies put Kyiv in a stronger position as the country appears poised to launch a counteroffensive. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg seemed confident Ukraine would succeed in its efforts.
In total, we have trained and equipped more than 9 new Ukrainian armored brigades. This will put Ukraine in a strong position to continue to retake occupied territory.
Stoltenberg said the 31 NATO allies were committed to shoring up Ukraine's military, adding that taking back land occupied by Russian forces would give Kyiv a stronger negotiating position if peace talks occur. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russia said Thursday it's denying an upcoming consular visit to detained U.S. journalist Evan Gershkovich in retaliation for an American refusal to issue visas to several Russian journalists. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov complained last weekend that the United States had denied visas to Russian journalists set to travel with him to the United Nations headquarters in New York. Gershkovich, a Wall Street Journal reporter, was arrested last month while on a reporting assignment. Russia says he was caught spying on a Russian military installation. The United Nations Security Council demanded unanimously Thursday that Afghanistan's Taliban leadership swiftly reverse their restrictions on women's access to education and work. They condemned a recent ban on local female staff working for the United Nations. In the resolution, the Security Council expressed deep concern at what it said was increasing erosion of respect for the human rights and fundamental freedoms of women and girls. VOA News. White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre said Thursday that the situation in Sudan could worsen at any moment and Americans should leave within the next 24 to 48 hours. She said the U.S. is deeply concerned about violations of the ceasefire in Sudan on Wednesday. Sudan's army and paramilitary force battled on the outskirts of the capital Wednesday, undermining a 72-hour truce. The army, however, has expressed a willingness to extend the ceasefire. The United Nations Refugee Agency is appealing to states neighboring conflict-ridden Sudan to keep their borders open to people seeking safety and protection. Lisa Schlein has more.
Since fighting between the Sudanese army and paramilitary rapid support forces erupted April 15th, tens of thousands of Sudanese have been forced to leave their homes in fear of their lives. UNHCR spokeswoman Olga Serrado says the fighting looks set to trigger more displacement inside and outside the country. She says efforts are underway to scale up assistance for those fleeing across borders. At least 20,000 Sudanese refugees reportedly have fled to Chad from Darfur, one of the regions in Sudan most affected by violence. Large numbers of Sudanese also reportedly are arriving in Egypt. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Montana State House Republicans Wednesday silenced Democratic transgender legislator Zoe Zephyr from floor debates for breaking decorum after she said lawmakers who backed a ban on gender-affirming health care for minors would have blood on their hands. Reuters' Ryan Chang has more.
Republicans in Montana voted to silence the first openly transgender lawmaker in the state, Zoe Zephyr, on Wednesday, barring her from joining any more debates because she said this at a House floor session last week.
If you vote yes on this bill and yes on these amendments, I hope the next time there's an invocation, when you bow your heads in prayer, you see the blood on your hands.
Zephyr was referring to Senate Bill 99 that would ban transgender healthcare treatments for youths in Montana, such as puberty blockers and hormones. Supermajority silenced Zephyr within the chamber until she apologized, prompting an uproar in the gallery by her supporters on Monday. Riot police were called in and they arrested 7 protesters.
That's Reuters' Ryan Chang reporting. UN experts on Thursday accused China of forcing hundreds of thousands of Tibetans into programs that threaten their cultural identity and could lead to forced labor. 6 UN special rapporteurs voiced concern over claims that the so-called vocational training and labor transfer programs were being used as a pretext to undermine Tibetan linguistic and cultural identity. Marissa Melton, VOA News.